One of the great things about mindfulness practice is that there are no distractions. Whatever we think of as a distraction is simply something else to be attentive to notice. With the instructions that we offer around the anchor for the attention, sometimes people get a little attached in a way to the anchor and then have the idea that if anything pulls them away from the anchor, it's a problem. And the instructions that we're offering are actually more inclusive. And so if we're paying attention to the breathing and something pulls us away or there's a sense of conflict in terms of being with the breath, then we don't need to stay with the anchor. Now, this kind of sense of conflict or being pulled from the breath can have different ways that it happens. So, for instance, you might be paying attention to the breath, and then there's a sudden sound. Somebody coughs or sneezes, or there's a sound outside, the gate slams or a car door slams, and there's a sudden sound, and your attention kind of leaps to that thing, and then it's over, and so it comes back, and so there's that way that the sense of something distracting us can happen. And in that kind of a situation, often what we think of as a distraction, I mean, what's happened there is that the mind was paying attention to the breathing, and then the mind noticed something else. Some other experience became predominant for a moment, and then that experience ended. And in the next moment, what often happens is that we start thinking, oh, there was that sound that disturbed my meditation. I need to get back to the breath, and oh, it's going to take me a while to settle down again. I was so settled with the breath. What's actually disturbing you there is your thoughts. The sound came and went, and then the mind started ruminating. That's one way it can happen, and if we can just acknowledge or recognize essentially, here's the breath, sound is happening, just for that split second, sound, oh, and then the next thing that happens may be another sound, it may be a body sensation, or we could at that point choose to reconnect with the breath. Another way this might happen, this kind of pull, is that we are paying attention to the breath and something is happening, some other experience is happening, a body sensation, for instance, a pain or an itch or something like that, and we notice it, we let it go, we come back to the breath, we notice it, we let it go, we come back to the breath, it pulls us again. And if that happens several times, if we find that several times we acknowledge something and come back to the breath, but it keeps pulling us back, it may be time to actually let go of the breath and turn our full mindful attention to that experience. Or it might be that you can kind of stay with the breath, but it feels like it's hard to stay with the breath. There's something going on. It may be a restless energy in the mind. And you're trying to stay with the breath, and the restless energy just makes it feel like it's really hard to stay with the breath. Again, if there's a kind of a feeling of conflict, it may be time to turn towards that other experience, whatever it is. One way to look at this is, does it feel like something is disturbing you? Perhaps that something that is disturbing you, feels like disturbing your meditation, is something to pay attention to. Rather than being a disturbance, can it be what we turn our attention to? Or have you had the idea or the sense that I can't meditate with this mind state? This restless mind, it's not possible to meditate with this restless mind, or it's not possible to meditate while this sleepiness or dullness is happening. That often happens when we have some idea about what meditation is. Meditation means being able to choose what I'm paying attention to. So meditation means that I can choose to pay attention to the breath and stay with the breath. That is one form of meditation, that we can choose our object. But sometimes our minds are not in a state to be able to direct the attention in that way. If you have the thought, I'm too sleepy to meditate, I'd like to suggest that you have enough awareness to notice the sleepiness. If you can recognize the sleepiness enough to have that thought, perhaps you have enough awareness to recognize the sleepiness itself. There's an analogy I sometimes use for mindfulness. Mindfulness is kind of like a mirror. It reflects whatever is happening. It can reflect whatever comes in its path. And it doesn't care. The mirror itself is not impacted by what it reflects. It simply reflects beautiful things, ugly things, large things, small things. And now let's think about that mirror in a bathroom after you've taken a shower and the mirror is coated with steam. Perhaps we might think, well, the mirror is not reflecting. Well, it may not be reflecting my face very well. We may just see this kind of fuzzy outline of ourselves. But if you think about what the mirror is doing, you know, it is perfect. It is doing its job perfectly. It is perfectly reflecting every drop of water on that mirror. And likewise with certain states of mind, such as dullness or sleepiness. If we are trying to do something with that mind, sometimes we can rouse the energy, and kind of that rousing of energy kind of is like fresh air coming into the bathroom and the steam will clear. But sometimes, no matter what we do, there's not much we can do to clear that dullness of mind. And I've seen there be times in my practice where, when the mind is that kind of dull, it's not possible to choose where to direct the attention. The mind is just so sluggish, it's not able to really land on any particular object of my choosing. And yet, the mindfulness can perfectly reflect that foggy, dull mind. So that sense of an idea that what mindfulness means is being able to do something or pay attention to something in particular. Sometimes the mind is not in a state to do that. Certain emotions can be this way also. Dullness of mind, restlessness are in the realm of emotions in a way. They are states of mind that come through. And sometimes with those states of mind, the thing that's appropriate, the thing that is suitable in that moment, is just opening to that. Mindfulness can perfectly know dullness, sleepiness,